This is Case Study with David King, episode 3. Hello and welcome to another beautiful episode on Case Study with David King. I am your host, David Damilare Aderinboye, and remember that you can call me David King. Today's episode is well packaged for you as our guest, who is well seasoned, will be taking us on a beautiful journey of intellect. I'm also glad to tell you that you can reach out to Case Study with David King by sending us a message, or if you have a question for David King, you can send it by using the message button on the Anchor app or going through our website, which is anchor.fm/David King. So send in your message and questions, and I would also feature your messages and questions in a subsequent episode. So today I would be playing you a very first message from one of our listeners, and a beautiful music that I have in store for you will follow suit. So stay tuned.
Hello, bro. How are you doing, bro? I know I promise I'm going to do this for a very long time, but so many things on my mind, so many things to do, so many things to think of. I just went through your podcast and I saw that you haven't released anyone lately, and I'm just wondering why. Bro, I understand starting isn't easy at all, but I will really encourage you to continue. Funny enough, I went through your podcast and I was able to learn one or two things from it, which is very, very inspiring for a young man like you. So I'll tell you, please don't stop, please continue. I learned something, and wow, it was really, really amazing. Please don't stop, continue, bro. These are people usually so yeah, so I was saying, please don't stop, just continue. And I kind of jealous you in a way, like in a positive way, in the sense that I don't have your type of voice. I love that voice, bro. Keep it up, bro. Just keep it up. Keep it up. And I believe sky is the limit. Sky is the beginning, if possible. But just keep it up, bro. Keep up the good work. And I'm expecting more from you. Don't stop. I'm expecting more.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Developmental psychologists have long been interested in how parents affect child development. However, finding actual cause and effect, links between specific actions of parents and later behavior of children is very difficult. Researchers have posited that there are links between parenting styles and the effects these styles have on children. These effects, some suggest, carry over into adult behavior. Parenting style, its impact on children is our case, and I have Mr. Okewo Abayomi, an accountant and author of Parents and the Children series, and he is our guest today. Mr. Okewo, it's nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, and this is a great privilege to be here and to discuss about this pressing topic. Like, as a child, I was brought up in a typical Nigerian home. What I faced, what I'm still facing, and what I think I will replicate in the future, and what I think should not come back in the future when I'm raising my own child. So this is a great topic to actually discuss, talking about parenting, how parent style affect our life and everything. It is just a privilege to talk about this topic. Okay. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So before we go to the main topic of the day, so how have you been coping with the COVID-19 pandemic and everything, the lockdown, the easing of the lockdown in Nigeria, everything? How have you been coping?
Actually, we don't really have a choice. Like, this is a point in our life whereby everything we believe or we know, we have to change. For example, now, I believe that nobody can just tell me to sit down in my house except I have a leaf. But I can see that now we can only plan. It is only God that knows what will come out of it. So I just think I have to cope, change my lifestyle, sleep more these days. Even when I'm tired, like, my day is now my night. My night is now my day. But the major issue is that most business have not transitioned to technological base. So most of the thing I do, for now, I just have to stay clear because there's nothing to do. But I still believe that there is light at the end of the tunnel, so I'm living on hope for now.
Yeah, we're all living on hope, and that your sleep part quickly, because I'm tired of sleeping and I wish everything could just come back to normal in a twinkle of an eye. So moving to the main topic for today, I would like you to help us that we're learning to identify the meaning of parenting style, children. Just tell us the basic things we need to know.
This is an important topic, as I said earlier, and when we are looking at parenting is not just giving birth. Like I said in one of my write-up, I said parenting is not just giving birth to a young offspring, a young species. It is a methodology that we put in place to make sure that we are involved in the both normal physical bringing of our child to life, emotional well-being, social well-being, academic well-being, even spiritual well-being of our younger offspring. because we need to be 100% concerned about the child they become in the future. We want to raise a citizen, a world-class citizen, not a citizen like, though there are some, let me just have to explain something here. When I said a world-class citizen can be a good one and can be a bad one.
Yeah,
Saddam Hussein is actually a world-class citizen. Well, we know him worldwide based on our traits. So we want to raise a world-class citizen that can make us proud. And so parenting just involves everything we have to do to make sure that we raise a responsible citizen later in the future, and a child that we can look up and we can always say that this is my child, I train him. So parenting is more than giving birth to a younger offspring. And
parenting style.
Yes, parenting style. Living in this part of the world, there are many styles that we put as a parent when we are raising our offspring. What we mean is, how do we, okay, I want to achieve a particular, and this is a particular trait I want my child to actually show, but how do I achieve it? Do I have to shout on them? Do I have to talk to them? Do I have to just show an I don't care attitude? So various ways with which you want to achieve your aim on those children at the style we are putting in place.
So lastly on children, what do you have to say? Definition?
Yes, we children like this. Most time I like to call us the leader of tomorrow. I don't know. That's my best definition of children. But in Nigeria, that definition is not correct though. Because our parents ruling us then are still the one ruling us now. So I don't know when the future will come. But children is just that offspring that a particular person gives birth to. So we can say that typically we are all children at the point in our life. Even now, some of us are still child. But let me just say that all of us are child. Just that there is a level to this thing called children. So anybody that is still under tutelage of another person and they have a blood relationship, so I can refer to that person as a child.
Okay, so thank you. Well, we hope to change the narrative of that aspect of children that you said as the leaders of tomorrow. So moving into the main questions now. So what are the different parenting styles that we have?
So though many of us have talked about different styles, but in my latest article I talk about three mainly. The first one I talk about the authoritarian style. And what I mean by authoritarian style is that in some Nigerian homes, because we are looking at it from the scenario of typical Nigerian home, in some Nigerian home, they exhibit this authoritarian approach. What I mean is, they impose what they want on the child. Okay, you are doing this. You must be in science class. You must be a medical doctor. This is what you must do. You are eating this. You are eating that. That is the authoritarian approach, whereby the parents have to say everything. The another style they talk about is the democratic approach. So what I mean by democratic approach is that in few homes, because this is not common, this is not a thing, but in few homes in Nigeria, we still have a democratic approach whereby the child come, the parents come. So the child gives the parents a reason, sir, this is what I want to do, and this is the reason why I want to do this. The parent also will tell the child, babe, calm down, this is what I want you to do, this is the reason why I want you to do this. So now you can see that two individuals are discussing. One talk about what he wants to do and the reason why he wants to do that. The second one is talking about why you must do another thing and the reason why you must do that. But there is something there. Both of them have to agree, which means that we look at, out of two options that we have, we look at the one that have more merits. So, and if the father's or the parent's own have more merits, the child tends to accept. But if the one the child raised have more merits, the parent have to accept. So it is not forcing anything on the child or the child forcing anything on the parents. Another style I talk about lately was the I don't care attitude. This is common. This is common among the poor people, brother. So they have this mindset that when they give birth, it is God that there are some saying that is very funny in Yoruba. They say that Olorun lo wo omo were, which means that it is God that take care of a man's child. So which means most of them, they just, once after they giving birth to the child, they just be like, well, the only thing I owe is to give birth to you, the way you are going to life, what you are going to become, God knows already. Anything you become, you become. So it is something that is very, 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 very bad. So those are part of the thing we have to address as an upcoming parent, and we have to change the narrative and tell current parents about how they have to be, how they have to take child upbringing serious. So it is things that are very, 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 very pertinent for us to discuss.
Yeah, thank you very much. So in your own opinion, is there any good or bad parenting style?
This is a question I was actually expecting. Like, even on my LinkedIn and other channel, people are asking me this question, that is there any particular style that is good? Well, I won't say yes, I won't say no, but I can say that a blend of more than one approach sometimes can be the best, because every time situation warrants a style to use. And let me say something, because most of you may be wondering that you that are talking, what type of approach are you brought up with? Let me say that in my own house, they use a blend of authoritarian and I don't care. Democratic, we no get. There is nothing like democratic in my house. So there is more of authoritarian and I don't care. What they want you to do, they tell you this is what you will do. Don't have a say. And in most aspects, they do this I don't care attitude, which means that anything you like, do should be your life. And yes, that is one of the things that make me to become who I am, because though most children will not take that I don't care attitude, they will not see the good thing in that I don't care attitude. In I don't care attitude, when I sit there, I won't say it is good, it is very, very bad, very, very bad from the aspect of the parent. Well, what I did then was, because I noticed that there are this I don't care attitude, like anything I do, so I have to take charge of my life, because I think that anything I do, at the end of the day, my parents will die, fine. And if they die, any decision I take now will actually affect me at the end. So I have to clean into that and believe that they don't actually own my life, I own my life. But it is something that is very, 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 very not okay. Because it is not every child that already have that mental capacity to make some excellent decision for themselves. So, and if a child they have enough mental capacity to make a sound decision, I don't care if it will be a bad thing, because the child will later end up going to the bad area. For example, now I live, let me call it a slum. I stay here in Mushin. And in Mushin, you will see that out of every 5 guys you see, like 3 are area boys. They are loud. Like 3, even if not 4. And why is it like that? Because what we wake up to see on the street every day is we look at lads that are dressing fine, they are carrying girls, they are smoking, but they are dressing fine. Now we look at it and we'll be like, so far this person can be doing this type of thing and this person is dressing fine, I should be able to key into what that person is doing, and also I will actually become a big boy in the future. And again, as a girl, you see some girls dressing fine, using wig, using Brazilian hair, the money they can use to buy land, using it to buy hair. Like, most child you want to be like them. Why? Because what they can actually see, what their mental capacity can picture as the best approach is, so far my parents don't care, I take charge of my life. So far I take charge of my life, I can see that brothers, this and auntie that are living fine, I want to be like them, so I want to do what they are doing. But deep down, because of the short mental capacity that they have, they did not look at the future impact of what brother this and brother that are doing now. And that is why it is always very, very hard when you are raising child with I don't care attitude, because most of them tend to go through the hard way to learn, because they will see what makes their decision is what they see and not what is actually applicable. But if that child have grown up to an extent and the person already have that mental capacity, so I don't care attitude can be good. So which means that I don't care attitude, let me say from year 0 to 18 years, minimum of 18 years of your child, I don't care attitude should not be an option. Because during that process, they are just developing, they are developing some mental capacity, some decision-making approach, which can help them to make better decisions in life. and you must be actively involved at that level. So at that level, identity attitude is very, very wrong. But once that child have developed to an extent, let me say 18 years. Okay,
sorry to cut you in here. So are you trying to say that there are certain age at which each parenting style would work?
Yes, fine? yes. Let me say yes. Because I don't think even 40 years old, I'm married, and my parents are still calling me that. Now you must go and take a so degree, you must do this, you must do that. No, because as at that point I already build up a mental capacity to make certain decisions. But at the early age, I don't care attitude, which is very common at the early age in this our part of the world, which is very, very wrong, because you use that when the child has gotten to a particular age. Same thing too with authoritarian and democratic. Let me say that as the child is growing, sometimes you have to blend the two. But I still think more of democratic approach is better than authoritarian. And if you look at a typical Nigerian home, you will notice that we have both at the same time. And let me say, most of our mom, they use the democratic approach, while most of our dad use the authoritarian approach. Our dad will just come in, all of you do this, all of you do that. Yes, like the boss of the house. And the question is, that thing, is it actually working? That's the thing. Is it actually working? To me, I don't think it is actually working, because the children look at, you are imposing something on me. And when you are imposing something on me, I'm doing your wish, I'm not doing my wish. And in that case now, it is always hard. Though you will achieve what you want to achieve, but don't you know that it is actually damaging that child.
Yeah, it is.
So that is why, well, I know we'll still be talking about the impact of various parenting style on child. So when we get there, I'll talk more on that. So let me just say that there is no single approach that is good. So the situation at hand is what determines the best approach. So when you are making decisions like career path and the likes, you are not the one that wants to pursue the career path, it is your child. So I think in a situation like that, you have to call the child, discuss with him, reason why he said this is the best, reason why he or she think what he needs to do, what he wants to do is the best. So you have to talk about it. So democratic approach to me, I'll rate democratic approach first. I'll rate authoritarian last. I'll actually rate it last. And I don't care attitude. Please look at the right time when you use that. Don't ever use I don't care attitude at an early stage. And please, aside from on children, some father do I don't care attitude after they've given birth, and they just leave the wife, they go, and the wife have to just cater for the child alone. Those are part of the thing we see in this part of the world that is very, very bad, and we have to address.
Okay, thank you very much. At the right time, I would infuse the question I wanted to ask earlier. So let's talk about how you were brought up, your parenting, the parenting style that were used to, that your parents used to raise. I mean, so how has it impacted you?
Wow, this is a big question. Well, the parenting style I was brought up with really, really affected me even till now. Like, there was a time I was struggling with low self-esteem, very, very bad. Like, let me just say that I fought that for a reason. And thanks to God, I can talk on the podcast really now. Like, because that time, they imposed things on us, like, this is what you must do. Actually, I didn't stay with my parents, but the person I stay with is actually a great person, a very, very great man. But just that, you know, the way you are raised sometimes, the way our parents are raised, they think that is the best approach, and they pass on the approach to raise us. So I don't see them as a bad person, I just see them as people that did not embrace change. So that's why most time when I'm looking back and I'm looking at those days, I don't see the person that raised me as a bad person. I see them as someone that just think how they are raised is the best approach, and they did not adjust. So then they just impose things on us. You must go to church, you must do this, you must be at VG, even when you are sick, this is what you must do, this is that. When you are sick, you must take Holy Ghost water. This is, like, everything is this. So that time I already have this mindset that any decision I want to make, they have to make it for me. Like, I want to do this, this is what you must do. And I just take that thing like that, like the authority. I know that anything I have to say, at the end of the day, it will not materialize. So better still, let me just listen to them. So at the end of the day, I don't really believe in myself again. I just believe in the decision they make. So anything they say is yes to me. If they tell me this, it is yes to me. So I grew up not to believe in myself. So I believe in what my parents tell me. And it's really, really affected me, because when it gets to a certain time in my life, when you're supposed to be making some critical decision, like, I try to push it to people until I have to just train myself to do certain things. So it really affected me. And the I don't care attitude, wow. The I don't care attitude in some aspects, e.g. my academics. I don't care attitude in that area is very much, but thanks to God, it is story for another day, but thanks to God today, academically, I'm very okay.
Okay, so I would like to chip in this question. There are a lot of people that used to feel that being obedient to their parents has been more of a disadvantage. Have you ever felt that way?
Being obedient to your parents is not a disadvantage. It's not a disadvantage. The only thing is just, well, what, let me just say what we call obedience and disobedience varies. So some people, okay, let me say someone that is using authoritarian approach now. So even when you want to pass a point, they think you are being rebellious. That's the major thing. So you are trying to pass a point, sir, look at this thing this way. But because they are using the authoritarian approach, what you want to say doesn't really matter in that case. So they think you are being rebellious to them. So they count it as disobedience, even when you are just trying to explain. And that is why you will see some, even relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend, girl wants to tell a boyfriend, okay, this is what happened, this is really what I did, and the guy is just like, no, I'm talking, you are doing this, you are doing that. So in that case, it is not disobedience. I don't see that disobedience. It is just someone that is not ready to listen to your side of the story. So, but as a child, being disobedient to our parents is something that is very, very bad. And though I know some parents, I have a mentor that is adopting a no-came approach to raise child. So no matter what the child does, she will never risk him. No matter what, she will never risk him. Like, I once asked myself, is this approach good? Fine. To her, very good. To me, it's also good. And there are some parents that use them. And one thing is, let me just clarify something here. The fact that I'm using democratic approach, I talk to my child, we discuss, doesn't mean I cannot punish them. Punishment and parental style, they are different things. So if there is disobedience, and actually an actual disobedience, not explaining points, why? You punish them, you let them, and let me say this. I said this in one of my write-ups. I said, there was a day, let me share this story. There was a day I went, when I was in primary 4, primary 5, I have a friend then that entered DSS 1 in another school. So that particular day, you know, as a young guy, I want to explore, I want to see how secondary school settings look like. So I left my school, I went to the guy's school. Whereas a neighbor of mine saw me and he reported to my mom that I saw your child go. And that day, I received the biggest beating of my life. Like, I call it attempted murder. But the issue was not the beating. I did not have a problem with the beating, because personally, I knew I did something wrong. Maybe I went to the school. But the reason why going to that school is wrong, I don't know. Because that time, I was beaten, and I was not given reason why I was beaten. I was just beaten. She was asking me, will you go there again? I was saying, no. Like, I would have preferred a situation whereby, okay, maybe I disobey, which I don't know if I even disobey, because there's no information before that says that you cannot go to this place, you cannot go to this place. I grew up myself, so I attended the school by combo myself. It's not that my mom came to my school to pick me up, I was not there, no. So I went to someone's school and I still got home the normal time I was supposed to be at home. So that day I didn't actually see anything I did, but she should have punished me and tell me the reason why I'm punishing you is because you don't supposed to leave your school because someone can actually kidnap you. Some you know road is not good, can actually get hit by a car. This is the reason, this is that. Like, give me the reason why you are punishing me. Yes, if I'm disobedient, punish me. It is part of parenting. Even Bible supports the use of cane. But I'm also a supporter of the use of cane. There are some child that need it at times, but it should not be too much. And when we are punishing, we should be able to tell them, okay, you are disobedient in this aspect. This is the reason why I'm punishing you. So that next time, the child will not repeat that same thing again. Because I've seen someone that just, when they beat you, they assume that automatically you know the right thing. Baba, we don't know the right thing. Tell us the right thing. Tell us the right thing. Stop punishing us just because you want to punish us. So it is something we have to look, both as child and as parent. Disobedience is something that is very bad. And don't forget, when there is no rule, there cannot be disobedience of rule. Actually set a boundary for your child. Let your child know that there is a boundary. This is what you can do. This is what you cannot do. If you do this, this is the punishment. And please, always be consistent with the punishment, because it goes a long way. The child already knows. I'm not saying the one they don't know. The child already knows. If I do this, I will get punished. And this is the punishment. So whenever I do it, let me know. Punish me, because I did it today, you punish me tomorrow, you not punish me. So I can be speculating that this thing is not that daddy don't like it, but maybe he's in a bad mood that day. That was why he beat me. Let us know our boundaries. So in that way, disobedience level will actually reduce.
Okay, thank you. You really portrayed a lot there. So let's move to how do you determine what parenting style to use?
Like I said earlier, to determine the parenting style to use, let me just say situation that we find ourselves is what determines that. But let me just say that this is 21st century. We need to move from authoritarian approach to the democratic approach. And let me try to emphasize something here. One of my followers said something when I put up a post, and she said, okay, when we are discussing the type of parenting styles to use, what about someone like him? He's very stubborn, he goes to game house, he will come back late, parents will not be happy with him, they will beat him, they will do that. I said something to him, and I said, everything started from the day you were born. Everything started from the day you were born. When a child is given birth to, we need to start instilling the right value into that child from day one. So if you give birth to a child and you start that child life using the authoritarian approach, and you now get to a particular point in time, you want to change to democratic approach, it will be very hard. Or when you started with a democratic approach but you are not doing it well, it may end up that the child will go in a bad direction. So what I really mean is this. So if I give birth to a child, immediately I give birth to that child, once it is at the point where I have to be instilling value into that child, I must determine the approach I need to use. And this is 21st century, more of democratic approach should be used. Let the child know from the beginning what is right from what is wrong. Teach them value, teach them decision making. Let them see life in real dimension. Teach them entrepreneurship, teach them leadership, teach them what they need to know. So by the time you are adopting your development, your democratic approach, it will be easy for you because they know what is right from what is wrong based on your teaching. So in that case now, they can easily make decisions and they are free, because when you are using democratic approach, they are free with you because they know that you don't judge them. You give them reasons. Okay, sir, this is what I want to do. You give them reason why that thing they should do it, the reason why they should not do it. And because they know that you are actually talking with utmost sincerity, they tend to follow you. They tend to follow you and they tend to believe that, oh, what my dad is saying is correct. Not a situation whereby I will just tell you, this is what you must do. Sir, why should I do it? That is what I want and that is what you must do. What I say is final. No, this is not a good approach for 21st century. So I'll say that for 21st century, every parent should adopt the democratic style. And everything will start from the day you give birth to your child. You cannot give birth to a child that you are not concerned about their well-being, about their mental development, about their academic development. And when they now get to maybe 5, 6 and they are exhibiting some character, you are now beating them anyhow. Don't forget that you did not instill any value into that child, and that child is easy to exhibit wrong attitude or wrong behavior. So it is what you instill that will guide them. So if you have instilled the right value into them, automatically by the time you are demanding for them to do something, it will be very easy for them because they already know what is right from what is wrong. So most of us learn what is right from what is wrong on the street, not from our parents, because our parents don't really value parent-to-child education. Like till today, I still find many parents still can't discuss sex education with their child. Why? Like 80% of typical Nigerian parents cannot do that. They feel awkward about it. Like, I don't just understand.
It's even around social media that, you know, people on social media are very funny. They even say their parents act like they don't even have sex.
Yes, that's what they do. Like, why can't we just try to tell them what is right and what is wrong? And as a child, because when you now go out and you see peers doing such things, you want to just explore. Why? Because you don't know what is actually there. You want to actually know what is there. So at the end of the day, people can make wrong decisions. That is why I said parenting style starts from when you give birth. So it is what you instill from the beginning that you should maintain. But best option, you can change from authoritarian to democratic. But before you can do that, they have to see that you are sincere. Because as a child, let us just be fair here. We children, again, we don't trust our parents. That's the bitter truth. We don't trust you. Well, you are our parents that are listening. We don't trust you again. Because you have exhibited some character that make us to see that you don't really care. And that is why if you talk to your child's best friend, what they know about your child, you don't know. Like, they really know a lot about us that our parents don't know. Why? Because we don't actually open up to them. We don't let them come to us. They are not free. We are so judgmental about our approach. We push everything to them without caring about what they actually be. So before you can actually metamorphose from authoritarian to democratic, which I think should be the topic of the 21st century, the democratic approach, you have to show the child that you really, really care. Show us that you care. So when you care, the trust, we can start building trust. We can start trusting you. So when we trust you, we can give you our truth. So after that, you can talk to us. And please, because of the way our parents are also brought up, please, by the time we trust you and we tell you things, please don't handle it in the traditional way. Look at it objectively. Discuss about it objectively. And that is when you can listen to another story. So this is a time we have to trust our child. And I know this is not part of our topic, but let me just chip in depression. You notice that currently depression rate is very high, and let me say youth depression, the rate at which people even commit suicide is high youth nowadays. Yes, but like, have you ever asked that question? These people have parents. They can actually discuss this thing with their parents, and their parents will assure them that it is fine. But realistically, how many parents will assure you that it is fine? They sent you to school to go and read medicine and surgery. In your final year, they now discover that you've not been going to school. Like, no, many parents cannot just they can't take that. So instead of them, you are in between you committing suicide and talking to them. Like, if you talk to many parents, what they will even tell you, we fast track your suicide. So, which means most times people that suffer from depression, they don't have anybody they can trust with their life, not even parents. That is why I said at this 21st century, we have to create a bond with our child. Like, let us operate like friends. Let us leave this authoritarian approach. Because I get to this life before you, you must do what I want to do. Create a bond. Let us trust you. Let us talk to you. You can easily know what is wrong with us, and you can actually take us to an expert. They can diagnose us, tell us what we can do. Please, this is the time the child needs the parents most. And please, let us be available for our child. It is something that we have to do. It is something that we have to do.
Okay, thank you very much. You really portrayed a lot there. But we'll have to go on a short break and we'll be right back.
Stuck inside? Frustrated? Don't be. Download Iroko TV now and be transported to the amazing worlds of Nollywood, Bollywood, telenovelas, kiddies, Korean, and Turkish series. We have thousands of hours of content to fight the frustration. You have the time. We have the awesome. Download now. Iroko TV. Thousands of movies and series in your pocket.
Yeah, you can download Iroko TV on Play Store or Apple Store or whatever store you use. And you can call Agent Matthew for your activation and subscription on the telephone number 09062542195. So I still have my guest, Mr. Fewu Abayomi, and it's been a very wonderful segment with you, and I hope that my listeners would have a lot to take from this. So moving to the next question. So let's say, how does parenting style impact on the children in the following aspects? So let's start with the developmental pattern. How do you think parenting style impacts on the children?
Well, parenting style have many impact on the children. And looking at the developmental aspect of it, like I gave example of my life the other time, whereby I said the authoritarian approach that was adopted by the person that raised me actually made me to develop this low self-esteem of it. And so when I was growing up, I don't really believe in my ability. I believe in other person making decisions. So it goes a long way. And if you use the democratic approach give you this sense of decision, like you take charge of your life because you know that any decision you are making is going to affect your life. So in that case, you are developing a critical decision analysis at a very tender age. So as you are growing, that one goes a long way to shape the way you think in the future and the way you make decisions. Why for the I don't care attitude that I mentioned earlier, that one have many negative impacts at the early age, because you don't really have what it takes to even, you don't know what is right from what is wrong, aside from if you are opportune to meet some people aside from your friend that care about you. So it goes a long way to affect the way we develop. So we have to key into that and discuss this more. And again, let us look at another aspect in terms of behavior, right?
Yeah.
So when we look at behavioral aspects, I have seen that many child that are raised using the authoritarian approach are most time they try to be stubborn or rebellious. Let me use the word rebellious. When they get to certain time in their life, they just look at things like, okay, this my dad or this my mom, he always wants to have his way, she always wants to have her way. So anytime they are told something, they think that the only way they can actually come out of that is to be rebellious. And when they are rebellious, at the end, it will affect us. It will affect the parents. It will affect the child. Because even when the parent is now telling them the right thing, because they already have this mindset that you just want me to do what you want. You don't really want the best for me. You want the best for yourself. So in that case, they are just rebellious. So automatically, it affects them. Your son that is rebellious to the parents, at the end of the day, so elders at times, they will be rebellious outside, and it can even affect them when they get to the office space, because they already develop a particular trait of anything anybody wants to impose on them, they just want to be rebellious, like they want to tell you, this is the reason I want to do it. No, because they don't really have that skills. Okay, don't let me use that. So even in office, by the time someone is now trying to, there's no way, sometimes you can have a supervisor that is also authoritarian, and the person is trying to tell you, this is what you must do. Instead of them to have developed a way of countering issues like that, talk to the person, oh sir, why can't we do this? They try to just say that, no, we are not doing this, we are not doing that. And at the end of the day, because of their rebellious nature, they can lose the job and the likes, because how we are raised actually say a lot about us, actually guide the way we think in the future. So, and if we use a democratic approach, behavioral is really help us. It really help us, because if you are brought up in a way that your friend listens to you, it tends to be more friendly. It tends to be more friendly, and you tend to achieve something more. The reason why I say this is not far-fetched, because I'm talking to someone, the person is telling me the reason why I have to do something, but because I have learned how to make decisions, I have learned how to persuade, because dealing with your parents, even when they are using democratic approach, you must have learned how to persuade them, you must have learned how to advertise your dream to them, how to do everything. So you have learned a lot of things during the process. So even when
how to pitch your idea,
yes, how to pitch your idea to them, even when your idea is not the best. But because it is what you want to achieve, you know how to pitch it to them. So when you grow up, it is part of you already. So even when you go for an interview, you are in any organization, it is very easy for you to pitch what you want. Even when your boss is an authoritarian. But because you've learned something, you know how to deal with people. You know how to read people's mind. You know when to talk. You know when not to talk. So in that case, even if your boss is authoritarian, you can easily calm down for the person. When the person is cool, you talk to him, sir, what about this? This is, you pitch your idea. Even if at the end of the day, your boss will still not take your idea, but he will think about it. So it goes a long way. So the parenting style that we use goes a long way to shape how we think. It goes a long way to shape who we become.
Okay, so let's talk about the aspect of relationship with parents, maybe child and parent relationship.
Okay, the reason why most parent and child relationship goes so these days is because they impose things on them and the child are not secure with their parent again. So most people that use the authoritarian approach, which most Nigerian parents use, tend not to communicate better with their child, and the child tends not to trust the parent. And at the end of the day, if you are dealing with someone you don't trust, automatically the relationship will be bad. So most child and children relationship, the relationship we have is, sir, I need money, this is the money, sir, I want to do this, this is it. So we don't really have a personal connection with our kids again. And not having a personal connection with our kids is actually eating us deep down, which we don't know. Because at the end of the day, the child tends to do things without telling us. And by the time we find out, if they are bad things, it will still come back to affect us. And why are we not getting interested? It's not that we are not interested. We are interested. I'm very sure that most parents are interested. But just that they are adopting the bad approach. Why will you be the type of person that if I tell you something, you will tell me, why do you do this? Even you can even slap me. And at the end of the day, when I have another issue, you are expecting me to come to you and tell you, I can't trust you. Like, you have a girl child. If you have a girl child and is having issue with guys, as a mother, your girl's daughter cannot, your daughter can't meet you and say that, mommy, I have this person that is asking me out. He said this, he said that. The first thing is you slap the girl. Bah! At your age, no guy can see me. When I was still your age, I cannot talk to any guy. That is not the solution. That is not the solution. The girl talks to you just because she thought she can actually trust you. She can believe in you. And in that case, the first thing you should have done is call her, sit her down, address what she wants. After she, you have addressed what she wants, now tell her, but this is the right thing you should have done. You're not supposed to have been talking to anybody by now. This is the thing, this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing, this is what you would do, this is what you're not supposed to do. So our relationship goes a long way. So, and if you can see, based on research, you can see that parents that adopt the democratic approach have good relationship with their child, because the child can trust them. They can entrust their life with them. Like, if I tell my mom will always have a better option, because we know that you have more experience than us. Yes. And let me say this. One, there is a particular Yoruba adage that says that what an elder can see when they are sitting down, if a child climbs mountain, the child cannot see it. Let me just tell you, that's an old adage, because that time you did not have Google. Now, what I can see on my Google is more than everything you know in your entire life.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, which means that before a child can even come to you, they have made the search. So, they are just coming to you to listen to your own side of it. So, try to be sincere. When you are sincere with them, you talk to them like you bond with them. They tend to trust you. And when the trust is high, automatically relationship is built. And there's no relationship that is built on lack of trust. So, major thing that we need now as a parent is trust. Our child should be able to trust us. If our child can trust us, automatically the relationship will be cool. And how can we make them to trust us? Using the democratic approach. So I can say that I am an evangelist for the democratic approach.
Okay, so let's talk on the education or academic aspect. How the parenting styles impact on the children in that aspect.
Okay. Have you seen something like that? They are teaching you, and when they are teaching you, for example, maybe early basic school, maybe basic one or basic two, and they want to tell you to do, okay, 1 + 1 equals 2. Like, they are teaching you with K, and they will tell you 1 + 1 equals to kini. When you just mistakenly say 3, it is slap. Why? Because they assume that you must know it immediately. And you can see that the child is learning under tension. In school, the teacher is not properly trained. The person just dump everything on the child. This is it. And the child gets home again. Instead of you to show love, help him to understand, or help her to understand better, you are doing this approach of, B, you must know it, that's not pain. You beat the child, you do all sorts of things. The child is learning under pressure. But, okay, let us now look at a particular child like that. Whenever the guy or the girl comes back from school and you ask, have you done your assignment? The girl will quickly tell you, yes, ma'am. The girl won't mind, even if she scores 0, or if she scores maybe 5/10 or anything, because he or she knows that at the end of the day, you teaching him will bring about different methodology of beating, from knock to slap, to everything. Like, you just don't care, you just want him to know it without really going through the learning stage, which is very bad. But most child that their parents talk to, like when they are doing even academic discussion, they are like, okay, what is this, mom? I don't know it. Oh, supposed to do this way, this is the way, your teacher taught this way, this is what you do. Like, there is a bond. And in that case, if the child doesn't know anything, the child will come, oh, ma, they taught us this in school, I don't get it, ma, can you explain? And you want to explain, you explain with love, like, ma, this is it, okay, my daughter, this is what you write. You see that it goes a long way, because whenever the child have any academic issue, he can always trust you. He or she can always trust you. And if I can trust you with my academic, automatically we are cool. But most of us, like me now, I cannot even trust my parents with my academics, because there was a time I failed a particular class, and the only thing they were telling me is that, I know you are not serious, and you are this, you are that. Why? And that type of approach is common to the authoritarian, because they believe that once I send you to school, automatically you must know it. No, it is not done that way. The fact that I'm going to school doesn't mean that automatically I must know it. That is why I need a parent that can trust me, that can trust my ability. Aside from trusting my ability, that can help me grow my ability. I cannot be living under panic, and you are expecting me to be okay academically. It's not good. It is not even possible. Though there are some people that actually find their way around it, but I can't be living under panic, and my life will be straight. So, what most parents need to know is that academically, our parenting style also affects. You don't have to impose things every time. You have to give it time. Give us time. Teach us. Let us understand how everything is. So most time, authoritarian approach people don't really have time with their child. And because they don't really have time to spend with their child, they don't really have fun. Because the child is even ignoring you. The guy is actually ghosting for you. The child is running away from you. In that case, even when you call the child tell you everything is okay, even when everything is not okay. So the guy bring the report card, the child keep it. So most times when you just see the report card, you beat the child. Like, it's not done that way. You have to be involved. Academically, we have to be involved in our children's lives. Morally, behavioral, developmental, the parental style goes a long way to affect. So these are the things we have to take care of as a parent.
So lastly, on this aspect, let's talk about decision making, because this is a very, very important part of the life of a child, because you have to make decisions on career and friends and every other aspect that cut across the sphere of life, especially in the career aspect now, because we have some children who want to become dancers, wants to go into acting, and all of that craft work, but their parents are always of this belief that actors are not successful, you know, this big belief, and dancers, they don't used to have a good life, they don't do this because they have because the parents actually do have a shallow mind, shallow knowledge, let me put it this way, of that profession. So how does the parenting style not affect decision making, especially in the career aspect?
Okay, so I've seen many children. And okay, let me just say there are youths now. When we are discussing, you'll be hearing things like, I love accounting, but I have to study engineering just because my father wants that. I love to do art, I have to study medicine and surgery because my dad wants this. Okay, there is a particular table story I like, and let me share it here. There is a particular man I met during my early days in Unilag. We call him Afa SC. I think there was a time from this supermarket post about him then. Like, he entered to study medicine and surgery at Unilag and he dropped out at the final year. So that's a complete waste of years, right? No, I won't call it a wasted year, because when he was actually explaining the story, he said, as at that time, his dad was the provost of one school at Ilorin, maybe para something. So the father was imposing medicine and surgery on him, like, this is what you must do, you must study medicine and surgery. But as at that time, he loved to write, like, he wants to become an author, maybe talk on radio, be a journalist, do something related to multimedia. But the parents don't really want that, so they want him to just do medicine and surgery. So he went to school, but when it was in final year, it said something. It said, though he has been passing all his paper up to final year, and even those that he didn't pass, because they know someone, they will try to manipulate results and he will pass. But when it was at the final year, not even final year, last exam, they started the exam and he have to go and register for GCE when he's supposed to be preparing for the final exam at Unilorin then. So that time, when he's made a writing different medical exam, he was busy writing GC, reading government and the likes. It was so funny, so funny. Like, he said, many people were calling him like, you want to live your dream, you are doing this, you are doing that. But he said to himself, like, if he graduates, because he knows that even if he fails, there's a way they will do it. If he graduates, he will just graduate to be a killer. Because, you know, you are trained to be a medical doctor, but you really don't accept, he didn't accept that training. It's just passing. But to practicalize what he has learned, he can't. So he has to just failed the normal GCSE, he passed. He did the GCSE, he passed. And when he passed, he gained admission to University of Lagos. And he graduated as the best of his class in, I think, 2016. The best student in Mass Comm, 2016. Graduated with the first class in Mass Comm, 2016 or 2017. And he's doing fine now. Now, one thing is that the medicine and surgery is actually a good career, fine. Mass Comm is a good career. But one thing is, one is for his parents, one is for himself. And at the end of the day, if he graduated as a medical doctor, you will see those are the type of medical doctor that will be killing people in the future. That will actually be a negative impact on the Nigeria economy. So many parents don't really care about what you want to do. What they just want is what they want. So, and in that case, we can conclude that such parents are authoritarian in nature. Because if you are not authoritative, why will a child that have flair for Mass Comm should be studying medicine and surgery? There's no relationship. It's not that I want to study something related to sciences before, and he said I should do medicine and surgery. There's still relationship. But I love Mass Comm. I want to write. I want to talk. I'm a talkative. You want me to do medicine and surgery? No, there is no relationship. So in that case, I'll be a bad person. And I've seen many people too. I want to study accounting. They asked me to go and do engineering. No, you cannot tell me that someone that have love for figures to be doing, that have love for accounting, finance and the likes, to be doing something related to engineering. They are not the same. And at the end of the day, you notice that most of them graduate as the worst of the class. Not because they are not good, they have the capacity, they have the ability, but because they are doing what they don't like. What do you expect? Automatically, it goes a long way to affect them. So, when it comes to career, even, I want to beg at this point, even if you are using the authoritarian approach, for that one alone, try to adopt the democratic. Let us do what we really like. If we do what we really like, automatically it goes a long way. It goes a long way. Because I told someone, when I wanted to enter my institution, I told someone that I would be studying accounting, and that time I have like a mark below cutoff, and I didn't get admission to University of Lagos just because of a mark. I was given an alternative, like, okay, you can do this course, you can do this course. But I rejected it, not because of anything, but because I knew that if I take other course, though I will graduate when the normal year I'm supposed to graduate, which is like 2 years ago. But the question is, will I be happy doing what I will be doing? I won't be happy. I want to become an accountant. Yes, I have to stay back, take another jump just to enter that same school to study accounting. And today, like, I'm okay with the type of person I'm becoming. So which means when it comes to career, it is our own life, because most time what we choose as our career are things that we do, that we will do till the end of our life. So it is our life, not our parent life. What you just have to do is to guide, give us options, let us see the reason why your own option is the best. And if we see reason in it, why, we can change what we believe because of you. But don't just enforce what you want on us. Let us see reason in everything. So career-wise, it is your child life, not your own life, please. And let me say, the reason why most Nigerian parents usually adopt this style of imposing career is because they've seen their child as a pension scheme. They see child as pension scheme, like, okay, don't worry, I'll send you to school, I'll pay your school fees, if I do this, if I do that, by the time you finish working, you will be giving me money back. Reality, we own our life, you don't own our life. Yes, though I will have talked about, we are not a pension plan, you should not see us as a pension plan, but due to this, with this Nigeria situation is, your child is your pension plan. Yes, but let them still do what they have to do. They will be successful in what they want to do than what you force them to do. And that is why you will see there are some medical doctors that are not successful. There are some accountants that are not successful. There are some engineers that are not successful. Why? Because there is no passion in what they are doing. They are just doing it for doing sake. So career-wise, let the child decide, not you.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, before we go further, I'd like to tell everyone that is listening to try their best, try as much as possible to share this podcast with everyone you can, because I tell you, this is intellect. This is something big that you're hearing, and we have to share it with our parents, we have to share it with everybody so that we can have a better society. So moving to the next question now, Mr. Okewo, I would like you to highlight the negative impact of our parenting style of children, and please tell us how they can be corrected.
Okay, looking at negative impact of parenting style, okay, I think we've discussed this during our previous question, but I thought we should repeat it again. Some of the negative impacts: one, we have low self-esteem. So if you are a type of person that imposes everything on your child, there will be possibility of low self-esteem. If there is possibility of low self-esteem, how do I have to correct this? Like, I have to talk to my child about, like, if I talk to him, before I can even talk to you, I must have noticed that there is a particular issue with you, like you don't really trust yourself. And before I can actually help you to alleviate the low self-esteem issue, it means you've trusted me already. Because it is very hard, let me just be sincere, it is very hard for a child that sees you as a bad parent to now just change the mindset about you one day that you are now a good parent. It is very hard. But what can we do? We still have to let them trust us. And when they trust us, we discuss with them. Like, as parents, I think parents knows better than the child. Yes, they knows better than the child. Let us talk to them about who they are, about themselves. And again, there is something we need to know. Problem of low self-esteem is not a spiritual problem. It is not a problem we solve with holy water or Mary water or anything. So because we are not an expert in that area, in child behavioral pattern changes and the likes, we can actually take them to an expert, let expert diagnose them, talk to them, and they can be fine that way. And it is not a pastor issue. Your pastor is a very spiritual person, fine. A spiritual man will pray for you, but a prayer will not change a low self-esteem. So most time when you notice any negative growth or any negative behavior in your child, what you just need to do is very easy. We have many experts that deal with child upbringing. Take your child to them, let them diagnose, let them talk to them, let them put them on some medications, and you will be fine. It is very, very good for us to do this at early stage. We are not an expert in these things. Once we are not an expert and we have any issue, let us meet with experts. Like, I know a particular person in Nigeria that does something like this. The person of Sam Obafemi, the CEO of Subka. So they actually talk about child. They discuss about child, proper child upbringing, how to the normal behavior a child have to exhibit, how to train them emotional intelligence. Like, this is a time where all of us have to subscribe to emotional intelligence. Like, most parents don't really have this. So this is the time we have to talk to experts. This is not a century whereby we assume we are jack of all trades. You see, the fact that you are a pastor doesn't make you a marriage counselor, and the fact that you are a marriage counselor doesn't make you that your house, you know how to raise your child properly. So let them see an expert when you notice any negative impact. And sometimes the negative impact you are even seeing is as a result of your staff that you use. For example, now you notice that your child is being rebellious. It is part of the negative impact of child upbringing because of the way you have been doing things. And then you will see there are some child that if you beat them, you have beaten them to a certain extent, and they have this mindset that is it no more than Cain. So in that case, anything, they will still do it, because at the end of the day you will beat them. If I notice that in my child, what will I do? Will I keep beating that child? No, because no matter how I beat you, you will not change. So what I have to do is I can see an expert, take you to an expert. They can actually diagnose you, put you under certain program. You understand different aspects of life. So this is the time we have to be able to spend money on our child. Not necessarily this is what I think you should do. We parents, most nowadays, parents are even deficient in certain knowledge. What we think we know that actually we don't know. Some child will tell you, some parent will tell you what you need to do. They will tell you about God. Whereas you as a child, if you analyze the parent life, you will notice that there's no God in that parent life. And they are telling you about spiritual stuff. So in that case, if it is a spiritual parent, see a pastor. If it is a child developmental issue, see an expert. So this is the time we have to talk to experts. These are situations that is beyond our control. Let us see experts whenever we notice any problem about our child, because their future is our future, so we have to take charge of it.
Okay, thank you very much. So are there any positive impacts of each type of parenting style?
Yes, for anything that have merits, most time there's always merits, though not always. So for example, now if I'm using the authoritarian approach, there is advantage to it also. For example, there are some child that want to make wrong decision about their life. I've seen some child that will just tell you, okay, I want to be collecting money at a junction, or I want to be doing this. They just make one particular decision. But you, because you know better, you can actually impose a better option on them. So in that case now, imposing a better option can actually make them to become a better version of themselves. I've seen some child that go through the wrong path, but because of the parent enforcing a particular thing on them, actually help them to come back to the right way. Same thing too with democratic approach. Democratic approach has a lot of advantage because it really helps you to develop, aside from developing you as a kid, it helps you to develop your mental capacity, your decision making ability, because you have been tested a lot of times about your brain decision. Because as our parents, when they want us to do something, they have a strong reason for them, for their decision. And before you can be winning them over always, it means that you must have a strong mental capacity, decision-making ability, and persuasiveness ability in the first instance. So when you are using the democratic approach, you have developed many things when you are growing up, so it goes a long way to help you. Why the I don't care attitude? Are things I don't really want to talk about now, because it really don't have any positive impact at the early stage of your life. At the early stage of your life, any I don't care attitude can lead the child to a doom. So everything have an advantage and it have a disadvantage. So I can say that if there is a bad upbringing in any child, and the child is already going haywire, and you want to restore them back to a particular form, the authoritarian approach can be the best option, because in that way you have to impose. So you can't tell me that a child that, okay, you will see some parents, because of the work they do, they don't really have time for their children. Like they go out by 6, they come back by 11, they don't even know how those child are faring. So in that case now, maybe later in the future, you now notice something. Maybe when you stop your office work, or you adjust your timing, or you do something, you now notice that your child is following some bad guys. In that case, just telling your child, this is what you will do, this is what you will do, he or she may not listen. He or she may not listen. Why? Because they already find joy in doing that. And so in that type of situation, I have to enforce a particular thing on them. So that one is understandable. That was why I said in the beginning that there are some times that you use blend of authoritarian, democratic, and when they get to a certain age, you can adopt the I don't care attitude. So, but most time at this century, let us adopt the democratic.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Abayomi Okewa said it all. Said everything that we need to know about the impact of parenting style on children. So this is where we bring the curtain. This is where we draw the curtain on today's episode. And trust me, I really did enjoy. I really did have a good time on today's episode. And I hope that you listening as well had a good time and you have learned a lot. So, Mr. Okewa, I'm so happy to have you joining me on my podcast, and I hope to I hope that you'd honor more of our invitations to talk about some other topics.
So, no problem. Let's see what we can do in the future. And it is a great privilege to be here today. I really enjoy myself, and the topic is something that everybody really wants to talk about. So thank you for the opportunity and to be your guest today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. And don't forget that you can send your questions or message to Case Study with David King on our main platform, that is Anchor. You can use the app or go through our website, which is anchor.fm/David King, so you can use the message button to send in your message, and I will feature it in a subsequent episode. So this is where I say goodbye, and don't forget that you can follow me on my social media platform. I'm on Instagram at damilaDAMI_LARE2 on Instagram. So I know you'd like to catch up with our guest, so I'll leave him to tell us more on his social media and everything we need to know.
So you can actually continue the conversation with me via my LinkedIn account. So just search for Kewo Yusuf Abayomi, one young guy like that. So, and on Twitter at Luminous Kewo, and on Instagram official_Kewo. So we can keep the conversation going on that three platform. And if you want to have a personal conversation with me via my phone number, that is 090-26-749-660.
Wait, I would like you to repeat the number again.
090-26-749-660.
Okay, so if you are outside Nigeria and you would like to speak to him, don't forget to add the country code, which is +234. Okay, so I would be saying goodbye to my listeners.